We're going to run through a couple of things just to give you an idea of the do's and don'ts when you're out in the field to make your presence as an ISN activist more effective.
Chris Brown explains the basics about working as a human shield in the Palestinian territories. He's talking to 18 would-be human shields who come from all corners of the globe, giving them tips on how to defuse tense situations and how to stay alive. They say they know there are risks. In mid-March, Rachel Corey, a 23-year-old American, was crushed to death by an Israeli bulldozer as it set about demolishing a Palestinian home in the Gaza Strip. On April 5th, another American, Brian Avery, was shot in the face by Israeli troops in the West Bank town of Jenin. 5 days later, Tom Herndahl from Britain suffered severe head injuries when he was shot by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip as he tried to help a Palestinian woman and her children flee Israeli gunfire. All three activists were members of the International Solidarity Movement. This latest group of activists is not deterred. Some will stay a few weeks, others a few months. Some are young, perhaps just out of school, but many are not.
My name is F. Michael Johnson. I'm 51 years old, almost 52. I'm from Lake Stevens, Washington, USA.
Mike Johnson used to work for the Boeing Aircraft Company until he was laid off a few months ago. He decided to do something else.
I'm here to try to help in any way that I can bring hope to both the Palestinians and the Israelis. First, I hope that I can personally intervene in a dangerous situation and defuse it and prevent the injury or potential death of a Palestinian. On the other hand, prevent a poor Israeli soldier from killing someone out of fear. Who knows? My second hope is that I attain the first-hand credibility to bring this story back to the United States, because the American people just do not understand.
The ISM is a Palestinian-led group that works with individuals and organizations in Israel and around the world to bring peace activists to the Palestinian territories. Its self-described mission is creative, nonviolent resistance. The Israeli government does not see the group in quite those terms. Captain Jacob Dalal is an Israeli military spokesman.
We have no problem in general and in particular with protests, with a group that wants to advocate a certain platform, with a group that even wants to advocate Palestinian rights. That's one thing, and that's acceptable, and that's even healthy in a democratic society. What's not good or healthy is when people start taking not only the law into their own hand, but start doing things that endanger themselves and endanger the people around them.
Captain Dalal says recently ISM activists were found to be sheltering a wanted Islamic Jihad terrorist in their offices in Jenin. The captain called it a serious incident. ISM leaders say they did not know the man was wanted by the Israelis. There have also been reports that two British citizens who came to Israel to carry out a suicide bomb attack in Tel Aviv last month had links to foreign peace activists. ISM says the two men were among a group of people who came to an ISM apartment in Rafah in the Gaza Strip. However, the organization says its members had no idea who the men really were or what their intent was. The newly arrived volunteers say they did not come here to be heroes, they don't want to get hurt or killed, but they seem willing to take the risk. 30-year-old Elisabetta is from Verona, Italy.
I belong to a Western country, to a rich country. I live quite well. I feel myself privileged, and I feel guilty for that. So I thought interposition, non-violent interposition, might be the chance for me to use my privilege to help people who don't have this privilege.
International, we're going to be the front.
On this day, Elisabetta is protesting the construction of a security fence between Israel and parts of the West Bank, which Israel says is necessary to keep out terrorists, but which critics say is an Israeli attempt to confiscate Palestinian land. Israelis and Palestinians are taking part in the rally. The protest is peaceful. Here in the small village of Mascha, near Kalkilia, an Israeli bulldozer moves in to demolish an olive grove to make way for the construction of another section of the security wall. Mike Johnson is here too. He's been camping out under the trees to try to stop Israeli attempts to clear the land and to protest Israel's seizure of property where the fence is to be built.
The Palestinians are just here in protest the fact that this hill is being taken from them. their livelihood is being taken from them. We're just here to draw attention to that fact. The so-called fence or wall that's for, quote, security purposes for the settlements around here is being constructed many, many kilometers inside the occupied territories here. It's grabbing the land away from the Palestinians here.
So will their presence make a difference? It seems almost certain the olive grove will be destroyed and the security fence will be built. But Naji Hassan Chalabi, who owns this land, says the foreigners have made a difference. He thinks without them, the soldiers would have already chased him away, and his trees, he says, would have already been destroyed. Sonia Pace, VOA News, in the West Bank.